Welcome, friends, to Inspirational Truths, a time for exploring truths from God's timeless book. My name is Todd Price. I believe that song and the message for today will be a blessing to each of you. So with that in mind, it is my privilege to introduce to you the founder of Inspirational Truths, my father, Tom Price.
Well, greetings, friends. My name is Tom Price, and I'm always happy to set Inspirational Truth time once again and to greet you in the blessed name of Christ, my Savior. And I'm glad that you're here. My. Debbie and I are excited about the program, excited about the message, excited about the song she's going to do. We're just excited about the work God has called us to, the grace that He has given to us, the gifts that He has measured out to us. It's things that we don't take for granted, and we just rejoice in the Lord about it. And I'm glad that you have chosen to share this time with us. Why, listen, we take it serious. I hope you understand that. I mean, to tell you, this is a precious, precious privilege that we have to meet with you, to meet around the Word of God, to meet in the Word of God, to meet about worship of the one true God. I'll tell you, friend, listen, we need that. We need that more. We need that more than I think any of us can understand. Doesn't the psalmist say, let everything have breath, praise the Lord, praise ye the Lord? Well, we ought to do that. We've got lots of reasons to do that. Before Debbie sings, I'll tell you, I've opened my Bible to the book of Isaiah. The book of Isaiah, right after the Song of Solomon, right before the book of Jeremiah. And I'll be looking at chapter 6. So I'll probably read verses 1, 2, 3, maybe 4. And we'll be looking at some thoughts and some ideas that the Lord has laid on my heart from this passage. And I trust it to be a blessing. I don't know about you, what's going on in America currently. I'll say more of that in just a minute. I need this message. I need to see that which is permanent against that which is temporary. So I hope that our time together today will be a blessing. Deb's got a song tuned up and queued up. It's ready to go. The title of it is, The Lord is My Shepherd. And I believe it'll be a blessing to you. It goes right along without a doubt with this message God has laid on my heart. You listen to the words now. You listen to the Word. You listen to the Spirit as He ministers to you through this song that He has given my beloved. Be back in a minute.
Are there times when you feel all alone? And there's times when you just don't feel very strong. That is the time that we lean upon the Lord. That's when the shepherd will calm his troubled sheep. The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in pastures green. Shepherd will calm his troubled sheep. And are there times discouraged is your name? And there's times when you just do not feel the same. Shepherd will calm his troubled sheep. He restoreth my soul, walks me through the valley, that's where He comforts me. Goodness and mercy follow me. shepherd will calm his troubled sheep. For the Lord is my shepherd, and I'm one of his sheep.
Well, isn't that beautiful, friend? Look, let me ask you something. Are you one of his sheep? Is the Lord your shepherd? The Bible says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Debbie, for such a beautiful, beautiful song. Well, look, friend, it goes right along with what I'm going to be preaching about today out of the book of Isaiah chapter 6. I'm going to begin reading at verse 1, read down through and include verse 4. The Word of God says, now listen to this. All of this is good preaching through here, and I don't know. I'm going to do my best. I won't do as good as other people do. I can't because I'm not another person. I'm going to do the best I can. I'm going to share with you what God has laid upon my heart. I don't know about you, but I need encouragement right now. I need to be encouraged right now. Like I was telling you at the introduction of this program, friend, we're at a certain tipping point in America. There's no doubt in my mind. We've just come through, and a matter of fact, still in the throes of an election. A four-year election. Every 4 years you have the privilege of being able to vote who sits in the White House. And I'll be honest with you. I'm not really happy with this election. I'm not really happy with the process of this election. But let me tell you what I am doing. I'm trusting in someone that's above all of this. Hey, friend, I believe it's important who sits in the White House. You ought to say amen right there. But can I tell you what? My eyes go beyond the White House. My eyes go beyond just exactly like David said in Psalm 121. He said, I look under the hills from which cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord which made the heavens and the earth. We ought to be concerned what goes on in our government, in our nation, the direction we're going, where we're standing, how we're standing, why we're standing. And I'll tell you what, listen, now I'm troubled. I really am troubled. There's some things that bother me. They concern me. Concerns me how we're going to end up, what's going on. But can I tell you something? Listen to me. Listen now. Bless God, I know who's in control. I know who's in control. So that's why the message is here. We just come through a change. We're constantly in a change in our world, in our life, in our person, in our being, in our nation. But ah, glory to God. Listen, here's the text. I'm going to talk to you today about some things never change. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but that just gives me hope right there. Listen to what the Word of God says. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and His train filled the temple. Above it stood the seraphim. Each one had six wings. With twain He covered His face, with twain He covered His feet, and with twain He did fly. And one cried unto another and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of His glory. And the posts of the door moved at the voice of Him that cried, and the house was filled with smoke. Again, I'm going to talk to you today, the good Lord willing, for just a little while, about some things never change. Some things never change. I believe this message is always a good message to preach. And I've never preached this one. I've preached from Isaiah chapter 6 on different occasions. And listen, every passage in the Word of God is a bottomless passage. If you allow me to do that or say that, in other words, it's inexhaustible. Inexhaustible. Listen, friend, this is a passage that is. But listen how this starts. In the year the King Uzziah died. Oh, I want you to know something, friend. King Uzziah was a good king. One of those great kings from down there in the kingdom of Judah. I mean to tell you, he was a godly man. He had godly influence in his life. And as long as that godly influence was alive in his life, listen, it affected and infected Uzziah or Azariah in a positive way. Now, can I tell you something, friend? There comes a time in my life and in your life, though, that we need to stand on what we know about God ourselves. Oh, it's good to have influence in our life. It's good to have godly parents, godly grandparents, brothers and sisters, listen, sons and daughters and all of those things, our friends and neighbors. Hey, but I want to tell you there comes a time that we've got to establish our faith in Him who is and was and always shall be. We've got to be able to stand and withstand for ourselves. Now listen, we're never alone. No, never alone. My Jesus is with me wherever I roam. I want you to know that we're not alone. We're in this together. We're encompassed about with so great a cloud of witness that's already witnessed to us. Listen, according to Hebrews chapter 12, and you can see the witnesses to us that were given in chapter 11. We've got people around us currently that are witnessing to us of the grace of God, the power of God, the stability of God, the strength of God. Now listen, the work of God, the will of God, the way of God, the Word of God, all so many things. But listen, it was in a year, friend, when things changed. Things changed. So what happened in the year the king Uzziah died? I mean to tell you, listen, we're all going to die. We're all facing change. Do you hear me? Listen, I'm getting older every day, and so are you, and that's not a bad thing. But things change as you get older. Reach a certain time in your life, things happen, you adjust to it. You don't control it, but sometimes, and many times, if not all times, it controls you. Our world is changing. I mean to tell you, it seemed like to me when I was younger, life was simple. There wasn't as many complexities, wasn't so many challenges, wasn't so many choices. Probably was the same. I was just ignorant to all of it and all of that. But I want you to know there are changes. Listen, we're seeing changes in America, in ideology. We're seeing changes in the church and a lot of their theologies. We're seeing the church that Jesus purchased with His own blood, empowered by His Spirit, entrusted with His Word. We're seeing it transformed right before our eyes. We're seeing so many changes that it's staggering. Do you hear me? I mean to tell you, it's frightening. It's to me overwhelming at time. But oh, listen, friend, in the year the king Uzziah died, and there was something that didn't change. There were some things, I bless God, that are eternal, that were and are and always shall be. Bless His holy name. And they've not changed. They'll never change. And I'm glad for that. But it was in the year. It was in the year the king Uzziah died. Listen, I'm persuaded that 2020 is going to be a year that marks us. We'll not forget it. We'll look back and say, you remember 2020. My, what a time it's been. What a strange year that it's been. And listen, can I tell you? Sad to say, it's not over yet. We're getting close to the end. We're getting close to the end, but until we do, we need to remember some things. We need to remember some things. Never change. It was in the year that King Uzziah died. No doubt Isaiah was troubled. No doubt Isaiah needed to see something. No doubt Isaiah needed a touch of God. Can I tell you, I don't care who you are. Don't care how long you've walked with the Lord. Don't care how many times you've read the Word of God through. Don't care how many times you preached, how many lessons you've taught, how many songs you've sung, how many souls you've won. I could go on and on like that. There are times that we need have to be encouraged in the Lord. David needed that. I mean, he needed to go set and encourage himself in the Lord. Needed to be reassured. Needed to be reaffirmed. Needed to be, introduced to the truth about some things that never change. And oh, look, I like this in Isaiah's life. Aren't you glad God knows exactly what we need and how to provide it for us when we need it? He said, in the year the king Uzziah died, I saw the Lord. Boy, I like that, don't you? How you talking about putting somebody on shouting ground? That'll do it. That'll do it right there. Isaiah said, listen, and this is the key. This is the key. I saw the Lord. Those four words are amazing. I mean to tell you, they're transforming. They're empowering. They're enabling. They're uplifting. They're enlightening. They're reassuring. They're calming. Listen, friend, I saw the Lord. I'll tell you, listen, we don't see too many people seeing what Isaiah saw in the Word of God. Listen, I believe he saw it literally. I don't know about you. So Some people say, well, we'll see the temple in Jerusalem. Well, I believe, bless God, I believe God let him see heaven. Hey, man, I believe he just opened Isaiah's eyes up to what was going on in heaven. How were those strange creatures that are constantly burning? The Word of God mentions them once, and it's right here in Isaiah 6. They're ever burning. And you know what they're doing? They're burning, bless God, in the presence of a holy God. They're crying constantly. We'll see more of this in a minute. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty. I'm telling you, Isaiah saw something, and it changed him. It revolutionized him. It revived him. Oh, it renewed him in many ways, in a way that he needed it. But he said, I saw the Lord. Thank God, isn't that good? We can see him today. We can see him by the eye of faith. We can see him in the Word of God. We can see him on the pages of the Word of God. We can see him, friend, listen, from Genesis to Revelation, if we just simply look for him. Oh, he said, I saw the Lord. You know what Isaiah did? Thank God, he saw beyond the temporal to the eternal. He saw that beyond that which was visible to that which is invisible. He saw beyond the earthly to that which is heavenly. And that's what Paul said, did he not? He said, why we look not at those things that are seen, but those things that are eternal. For those things that are seen are temporal, but those things that are unseen are eternal. Thank God we can see the invisible. We can see the unseen, and we do it by the eye of faith, by the aid of the eye of faith. God's made it that way. God's made it possible. God's made it available. And all we got to do is see. You know what? There are times, friend, that we can't see what can be seen. We're not in shape for it. We're not in a proper place of preparation for it. We're not in the proper place for it. You know what? I'm afraid. And I had never said this before, never heard anybody say it before, even in a message. But I was meditating and thinking about this message and praying about it, wanting to make sure the best I could this is a message God would have me to preach. I'm wondering if there isn't a judgment of judicial blindness that God's put on America like he did on Israel. Hey, do you know what? God told Isaiah, said, now listen, I'm going to put a blindness on them. I'm going to judge them. They'll be able to see, but not see. They'll be able to hear, but not hear. They'll see, but won't understand. They'll hear, but won't understand. Hey, listen, friend, I'm afraid. We're there in America. Listen, I know God's judging us. But let's look at some things that never change. Look at what he said. He said, I saw the Lord. Isn't that amazing? Listen, there's this person. Bless God, he's the Lord. He's the one true Lord. He's the King of Kings. He's the Lord of Lords. He is in juxtaposition of everything that's temporal. Listen to what the writer of Psalm 146 said. Put you not trust in princes, nor in the son of man in whom there is no help. His breath goeth forth. He returneth to earth, and in the very day his thought ceases. But look at verse 10. He said, the Lord shall reign forever, and thy God, O Zion, unto all generations. Praise ye the Lord. Hey, listen, from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. I mean to tell you, when Daniel over in chapter 7, I believe it is, began to look at all of those worldly kingdoms led by man. And when it got to the last one, when it got to the final one in the end of its time on planet Earth, listen to what Daniel said. Have I held till the thrones were cast down, and the Ancient of Days did sit, whose garment was white like snow, and the hair of his head like the pure wool, and the throne and his throne was a fiery flame in his wheels as burning fire. Hey, listen, Daniel saw him. I'd like to read on, but I don't have time. Hey, listen, Isaiah said, I saw him in his person, and what a person he is. He's the Lord of glory. He's the Lord of heaven and an earth. And look, he goes on to say, I saw him sitting. He was sitting upon a throne. It was high and lifted up. Oh, look, that means He was supreme. It was lifted up above heaven or above earth. It was lifted above heaven. It was lifted above all kings, all lords, all thrones, all kingdoms. Hey, I want you to know it is a throne. It is a position that's above all others. Thank God. Listen, it's a supreme position. It's a preeminent position. I'm telling you, friend, listen, it's a permanent position. Over here in the book of Daniel chapter 4, I believe it is, when that great king among men by the name of Nebuchadnezzar received his judgment. When he got to the end of it, he came to some conclusions. The angel told him, here, listen, you're going to be judged. Here's the decree of the watchman and the man by the word of the Holy One, to the intent that the living may know that the Most High God ruleth in the kingdom of men, giveth it to whomsoever He will, and setteth up over it the basis of men. Isn't that something? How well, after 7 years out in the field, eating grass like the ox, his hair growing like bird feathers, his fingernails like claws, having to do on his back day and night, Nebuchadnezzar lifted up his eyes, his understanding returned to him. And you know what he did? He said, I bless the Most High and praise and honor Him that liveth forever, whose dominion is everlasting dominion, His kingdom from generation to generation. And all the inhabitants of the earth are reputed as nothing, and He doeth according to His will in the army of heaven among the inhabitants of the earth. Now Nebuchadnezzar praise, extol, and honor the King of heaven, all whose works are truth, His ways judgment, and those who walk in His pride, He is able to abase. Thank God. Isaiah said, I saw the Lord. High and lifting up, sitting on a throne. He saw Him in His person. He saw Him in His position. He saw Him in His preeminence. He saw Him in His permanence. And He saw Him in His power. He said His train filled the temple. Oh, listen, friend. That train is significant, is it not? I mean to tell you, it points to power. I mean to tell you, it points to victory over the enemy. There, and I'll tell you this quick, my time's running out. But there is an idea of a king when he would win battles over other kings, that he'd take the defeated king's train and sew it to the train of his robe. Had to make it longer. Had to make it evident as a testimony of his power, of his victory, of his ability to overcome. Hey, listen, friend. I want you to know there's some things that never change. Listen, Uzziah died. Have the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords is real. He's reigning. He's ruling. He's not diminished one bit. He's not abdicating the throne. He's as sound and solid and as stable and sure as He's ever been. Thank God. I want you to know, listen, how He was sitting upon that throne. How He wasn't abdicating the man. And look at the results of that. Look at what happens. And look now, and the angels, those seraphims, I bless God who had six wings, who was ministering to Him that sat on the throne. How one cried to another, Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, I'm the Lord of hosts. How the whole earth is full of His glory. And upon that, the post of the temple, they began to shake at the voice of Him that cried, and the house was filled to smoke. You said, when He got there, preacher, will all this result and praise. I'm going to tell you, friend, we need to look beyond this election. Look beyond the Democrat or the Republican. We need to look beyond man. We need to look beyond to the Creator. I'm the one who is, was, and always shall be. We need to remember where He's at. Need to remember what He is. Need to remember what He's done. Need to remember what He's doing and what He promised He's going to do. I'm encouraged today. You say, why? Because I know there are some things that never change. Thank God I'm going to look to that, aren't you? I'm going to put my trust in that. I'm going to wait on Him. Bless God, I'll hold on to the horns of the altar if I have to, but I'm going to keep my eyes on Him. I'm going to look, like I said at the beginning of this message, under the hills from whence cometh my help. Here's the key. My help, I come from the Lord. I made the heavens and the earth. Listen, bless God. God Almighty's not just ruling in heaven among the armies of the angels, but He's ruling in the kingdom of men. Hey, whatever His will is, His grace will be sufficient. His presence will never diminish. His promises will unchange. His power will be the same. His will be done. His work will be glorified. I'm telling you, friend, let's praise Him. Let's bless Him. Let's magnify Him. Let's honor Him. Because we know that regardless, friend, of what happens, there are some things that never change. Until the next time, may God bless.
You are my Savior.
Thank you, friend, for listening to Inspirational Truths today. It is our prayer that the message and the song has been a blessing to your soul and has in some way ministered to your heart. We hope that you will make plans to join us every week at the same time. If you have a special request that you would like us to know about, please feel free to write us and we will be sure to pray about your request, whatever it is. If you'd like to contact us, our address is Inspirational Truths, P.O. Box 10004, Charleston, West Virginia, 25357. That's Inspirational Truths, P.O. Box 10004, Charleston, West Virginia, 25357. Or on the web at TOMANDDEBBIE at InspirationalTruths.com. That's Tom and Debbie at InspirationalTruths.com. Remember, friend, this is a work of faith. We need both your prayers and your listening ear. Now until the next time, it is our prayer that God will richly bless both you and yours.